You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. Sam joined by junior kicker Garrett Beal of Trinity University. This week's SCAC Football Special Teams Player of the Week. And Garrett, first of all, congratulations and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on again.
Garrett, as I talked to Antonio about this team, 5-0 on the year, 3-0 in conference play, gotten off to the best start since that 2008 season out of the Tigers. Where's this team's confidence at as you guys look to the second half of the football season?
Yeah, we're real confident right now. You know, we beat a lot of teams that we lost to last year. Our defense seems to be sparking a lot, and our offense is doing really well. I mean, right now we're 100% in the red zone, which is awesome. And I think our defense is top five in the country. So, I mean, we've improved a lot, and we really look forward to the second half of the season.
Individually last week, Garrett, outstanding. Two field goals from 34 and 33 yards out. Also, three extra points. You had 9 points on the day. Just talk about your performance individually in that win over Swanee.
Yeah, I mean, I knew coming into the game that I needed to have a big day, especially after the rough game I had against Millsaps the week before. But, I mean, I was pretty confident going into the game. It was a pretty windy game, and I'm just glad coaches gave me the opportunity to come out there and step up. I set the bar pretty high for myself every year, especially after my freshman year being All-American and everything. So, I mean, those two misses against Millsaps were kind of unfortunate, but I'm trying to turn my season back around.
You're named, speaking of turning the season back around, you're named this week's D3Football.com Team of the Week. Talk about what that honor means.
Oh, I didn't even know that, but that's awesome. I mean, the special teams trains really hard, Trinity over here. We got a great snapper back in Luke Sucecki. He needs more credit than he actually gets because I think he's one of the best snappers in D3 football right now. I mean, our special teams is great. Me and Cal Trello, the punter, we work really hard at practice every week, and Coach Moore really has a lot of faith in us. And I mean, I got to credit the coaching staff, the rest of the people who play on the special teams, but I mean, it's a combined effort. It's a perfect effort.
You know, as you look back at last week's win, Garrett, against Swanee, definitely difficult playing conditions, especially for special teams, a lot of rain. You mentioned the wind. How does that change your mindset, your mentality as you head into a game, knowing that there's going to be weather that you have to deal with? And also, how much confidence does it give you when the coaching staff sends you out to take field goals from 34 and 33 yards out?
Yeah, it all starts with trust. Trust in practice, because I really got to trust my holder to get the ball down. Matt Kenemer, he's been doing really well this year. And Luke Sucecki, again, like I said before, he's a great snapper. But also, I mean, we do a lot of reps and practice a lot, which makes perfect in the games. And yeah, definitely. I mean, the coaches, I'm grateful that the coaches really trust me a lot. I would like to say that before the game, you know, I go out there a little earlier and just practice against the wind, see how my balls are moving and stuff like that. But besides that, I mean, that's about it.
You know, Garrett, you mentioned that you guys have already had a chance to beat some teams that knocked you off last year. As we look ahead to this weekend, you take a break from conference play but step into a tough non-conference game against Huntington, who got the better of you guys a season ago on the road. They're coming to San Antonio this year. Talk about the importance of this game, what will be key for the Tigers to continue to play well and stay undefeated as we head down towards the last half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's number 4 defense versus number 5 offense in the country right now, so it's going to be a crazy game. I'm really excited. I mean, we have kind of a chip on our shoulder to get back at Huntington, and I think if we get the victory, it'll jumpstart the season and the second half of the season roll down the hill a little faster. So I'm really excited for that. But I mean, we're going to take it one game at a time, obviously. But I'm real confident in our offense and defense, and I think we're going to be an exciting team to watch this year and look forward to watching.
Junior kicker from Trinity University, Garrett Beal, again this week's SCAC Special Teams Player of the Week. Garrett, congratulations again and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.